Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The legislature and state agencies are involved in a lot of tedious work, some of which regulates licensing and other procedures for a variety of professions in South Dakota. The House Commerce and Energy Committee held a hearing on House Bill 1014. It's a bill to revise agency procedures. It demonstrates some of that technical work during session, as well as the value of communications and compromise.
All right, then let's move on to House Bill 1044, an act to establish uniform complaint and declaratory ruling procedures for agencies regulating certain professions and occupations. Do we have proponent testimony? Excuse me, I'm going to correct that to 1014.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Graham Wieg, and I'm here to testify in support of House Bill 1014. This bill comes from the directive of Governor Noem that Governor Noem gave to the Department of Labor and Regulation to work with DOH, DSS, and AG to look for efficiencies and improvements regarding state professional licensure. Title 36 agencies are professional and occupational licensing boards and commissions that regulate professions such as real estate agents, barbers, psychologists, and nurses. Each of these agencies are supposed to have complaint and disciplinary or declaratory ruling procedures. After reviewing their administrative rules, it was found that the agencies that had established procedures all followed the same basic format, and some had no procedures at all. In light of that, and in order to reduce the amount of regulations in this state, a set of uniform procedures was developed and is submitted as this bill. If this bill passes, at least 15 chapters of administrative rules can be repealed, along with numerous sections of other chapters of administrative rule. Sections 1 through 12 are the complaint procedures in most of the substance of this bill. These procedures are based on administrative rules that the boards and commissions are already using. They cover the complaint intake and review, communication with applicant or licensee, certain authorities the board staff may be given, and procedures if the matter heads to an administrative hearing under Chapter 126. Section 13 provides departments with rulemaking authority to establish procedures if it is determined that the procedures are required for federal statutes or a unique situation relevant to a specific profession presents itself. I would like to point out that in developing this legislation, each agency affected was asked to provide feedback on necessary procedures. None of the agencies responded requesting additional procedures or stating that these uniform procedures were not adequate. The remaining sections of this bill are updates repealing the authority of an individual agency to develop specialized procedures, as that authority is no longer needed with the implementation of sections 1 through 16. I ask for your support on this bill, and I stand by for questions.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony on House Bill 1014?
Good morning. Brenda Tidball-Zeltinger, Deputy Secretary with the Department of Social Services, here to ask for your support for House Bill 1014. We stand in support of consistency and formalizing what in many cases is current practice. For reference, the Department of Social Services has four professional licensing boards within our purview. And again, we ask for your support for this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Justin Williams, legal counsel for the Department of Health. We worked closely with Department of Labor Regulation, Department of Agriculture, and Department of Social Services on 1014, what you see before you. Again, I'll just sort of echo some of the previous comments that we like to see consistency. So what this would do is create a consistent system for complaint declaratory ruling, similar to what we see currently in Title 126 for administrative procedures and rules. So we would ask your support of 1014. Thank you.
Any opponent testimony?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Paul Connect with the South Dakota Dental Association. I'm their executive director and also a registered lobbyist for that group. Just a couple of quick concerns that I would share with the committee today. And I would share that I did have a chance to visit with Mr. Wee. We've had some good conversation about the bill, and I appreciate his help in getting me a better understanding of the proposed legislation. The first thing I would draw to your attention is under Section 3, the time frame for a licensee that's had a complaint filed against them, the response time is within 10 business days. And we may want to consider a longer time frame there. Not, I don't know really what the definition of a service of the complaint means, but if we're talking about the point at which it's sent out, even if it's by email, a lot of our members, I would tell you, are not that diligent in looking at their email, and we may get we may lose several days in the process there, which would really limit the length of time that they have to prepare a response to that complaint. So I'd ask that you consider maybe extending that time frame to 15, if not 20 days. The other comment I would make is in Section 6, with regard to informal dispositions. I get what we're trying to accomplish there with the use of the term informal, but from a licensee's perspective, you know, if you're being brought in front of your licensing board and are moving toward an agreed upon disposition, I don't think anybody in our world would see that as an informal activity. I think it would be better described just as a disposition or maybe an agreed upon disposition. I think that is the extent of my comments. Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'll stand by in case there are questions.
Thank you for that. Any other opponent testimony?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Excuse me. My name's Justin Bell. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Design Professional Coalition. We would just have two comments that relate to this bill, and one of them echoes exactly what Mr. Connect for the Dental Association just said. If you look at Section 3 on line 13, that'd be on page 2 of the written bill, the word 10 business days is there. I am authorized to say if that was stricken and it was changed to 20 days, which is what the current law is for design or for under the Board of Technical Professions, that we would withdraw, it would remove our opposition to this bill. 10 days is an incredibly short time to respond. And at law, if you get served with the law, so you have 30 days is normally the time frame that you have. We believe that 20 days is certainly a reasonable time. It's currently set in law. We would ask that the committee consider making an amendment there too. We have not had time to prepare that amendment. This is a relatively quick moving bill at the beginning of the session. The only other comment that we would have is, you know, as this bill is processed, we weren't aware of there even being this under consideration until a week ago. We think it would have been maybe a little more appropriate to share this idea with the different industries to try to work out minor technical changes, such as whether it should be 10 or 20 days, so we aren't trying to do this in the committee here. So we would just apologize for coming here without having a prepared amendment, without having this worked out in advance. Certainly would have liked to do that, not have to do this in the committee process. We're not really opposed to the idea. We would just ask that you change it to 20 days instead of 10 days, and we'll stand by for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any other opponent testimony? If not, we'll go to rebuttal. Mr. Wee.
Graham Wee, Labor and Regulation. We're not opposed to the 20 days either, insofar as any communication with outside organizations. The process involved a lot of stakeholders within state government itself, and so I would just apologize for myself personally that we didn't reach out to these organizations sooner.
Okay, with that, we'll close public testimony and move to any committee discussion or actions. Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd offer an amendment on page 2, section 3, line 13, to strike the 10 and change it to 20. And on line 19, strike the 10 and change it to 20.
Second. I beat you.
So Representative Willitson has offering an amendment in section 3, line 13, to change the 10 business days to 20 business days, and line 19 to change 10 business days to 20 business days, seconded by Representative Perry. All those in favor of the amendment as presented, does anybody need it repeated? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So the amendment passes. Then we will vote on the rest of the bill.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would move do pass on House Bill
1014 as amended.
Second.
So Representative Anderson moves do pass on the amended version of House Bill 1014, seconded by Representative Beal. Any comments on that motion? With that, all in favor, excuse me, Secretary, will you call the vote?
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Bordeaux?
Aye.
Ladner?
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Schneider?
Aye.
Vasgard?
Aye.
Weiss?
Aye.
Weisgram?
Aye.
Willardson?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Bielstead?
Aye.
Madam Chair, we have 13 yay.
The bill passes, and House Bill 1014 will be considered by the entire House of Representatives. You can hear the complete hearing testimony at SD.net. Follow the South Dakota Legislature link in the Meeting Archives section.